This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com.
Hello there, Editor-in-Chief buddies. I am Stephanie Flaxman, and you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, the weekly audio broadcast that delivers the art of writing updated for marketing in the digital age to help you become the Editor-in-Chief of your own digital business. So how are you guys doing today? I am good. I just a little bit ago, I looked up if shoelaces is one word or two words. That's just part of the editor job. Just a day in the life of an editor. These are the things that we do. I come across a lot of these things that we can kind of brush over, gloss over, and take for granted. But you, when you're being careful, you look up every little thing to make sure, is it two words or is it one word? I went with one word from what I found. It'll probably upset someone somewhere, but shoelaces is one word and I'm sticking to it. So yeah, I'm going to get into a lot more of these really the nitty gritty editing tips that come along with being an editor in chief. I'm going to do that more in season two of Editor in Chief. I'll still get into all of my philosophy and things like that. I covered a lot of that in season one and I think it was appropriate and I'll still do it. But I have a lot of ideas in mind for just really specific editing tips and like kind of just what I was talking about, just being on the job and what that actually looks like when you're editing. So I have that upcoming in season two of Editor in Chief. So that means that this episode is the last episode of season one of Editor in Chief. Thank you for joining me. And if you're new, if this is the first episode that you've listened to of Editor-in-Chief, welcome. You have a lot that you can catch up on if you choose. So this is episode 37, and I love it because 37 means nothing to me. It has no significance. It is not special. I didn't particularly plan it like that, and that is like a big breakthrough for me because I have a lot of intentional planning that I normally do or I have done in the past. I have 21 rose tattoos and I have 21 cherry blossom tattoos and all of that was very intentional and carefully planned and that all happened about 10 years ago and everything had to have a meaning and a significance and now I'm like 37. Who cares? It means nothing. I think that's great. I think it shows me letting go a little bit and not always having to put meaning into everything. Not everything has to have meaning. I think a lot of things do, and I like that. And when you work in a creative field, there is a lot of meaning and double meanings and triple meanings and lots of layers to meaning. But you can go a little crazy with it, too. So this is episode 37 of Editor-in-Chief, and it is special to me, but the 37 is not for any reason. So I haven't gotten any new tattoos for over 5 years, maybe coming up on six, and I've been thinking about maybe getting my Editor-in-Chief logo, the cover art of Editor-in-Chief. I love it. I haven't really had any desire to get any new ones, but I love that it was designed by Lauren Mankey, who is the head of Studio Press. And I really like it. So I'm thinking about it. I haven't been thinking about it. I have no huge drive to do that, but I might. So maybe if you think I should or you think I shouldn't, tweet to me and see what you and let me know what you think about getting my cover art tattooed somewhere, because Editor-in-Chief is special to me. And my parents are avid listeners of Editor-in-Chief, and I can hear them right now in my head going, no, I thought she was done. Too many. Enough. Enough. No, I don't want to hear that. I'm going to stop listening. But hi, Mom and Dad. Hi. Shout out to you. I'm going to table that. It's not important, and it's not important that important for today's episode. For today's episode, what I'm going to do is pick out three past episodes of Editor-in-Chief that I want to highlight a lesson in there. And it's just to sort of give you an overview of the show in general. Maybe you are newer to it. It was harder than I thought to pick out three episodes. But I did, and there are probably other ones that I could have picked out too, but I just wanted a starting place to go back on and maybe draw attention to those lessons a little bit closer. I thought that'd be a good way to wrap up the season, because what is great about the break that I'm taking coming up, I think, not just for me planning the second season and having time and space away to plan that, but also for listeners, because it's always nice, I feel, as a viewer or listener or reader, it's nice to have time to catch up and not just feel like, oh, there's new content coming out and I have all the stuff that I haven't listened to yet. When there's a break in the new content coming out, you can take time to go back and maybe listen to things again if you think the episode is valuable, but you may have missed something in there because, you know, it's audio, it goes by quickly. So I just really like the downtime. I even did an episode about that called The Counterintuitive Truth About Working Hard. I will link to that in the show notes over on editorinchief.fm, sort of as a bonus, because that's not part of one of my three episodes to revisit. But in that episode, I talk about the value of breaks and what you can accomplish when you're seemingly taking some time away from what you do. So I'm excited about this break coming up. This is a special episode. And all of the episodes that I talk about today will be in the show notes. The links to them will be in the show notes on editorinchief.fm. So definitely go over there and check out all the links in the show notes. And while you're over there, check out all the other great shows on Rainmaker FM if you haven't already. And maybe while I'm taking a break from Editor-in-Chief, if you're all caught up, you can go and check them out and find other new shows to listen to. So the first episode that I'd like to direct you to, and this is in no particular order, is called How to Draft 7 Pieces of Content That Help Build Your Audience. And I like this episode a lot. It's something you could take notes on. And so I think that's kind of what I had in mind when I was picking out episodes, because I go through just really sort of the genre of content that you could produce, or 7 different genres of content that you can produce. Because sometimes you get stuck for ideas and you feel like you've done everything already, or haven't started and you're not really sure where to start and what kind of content may work for you. So at that point, you're really focused on, you know, building your audience and how do you even attract anyone to what you're doing. So in that episode, I talk about, you know, 7 different styles of content that you can use. All of them, you can pick and choose which one you think will work for you. But I go through what each type of those pieces of content look like. And you can also adapt them to whether you're focusing on written content or audio content or video content. They're very loose genres, but I go through 7 of them. And I think that would be a good place to go back to, a good episode to go back to if you're looking to re-listen to episodes. So moving on, the next episode that I'd like to direct your attention to is called The Anatomy of an Editor-in-Chief of a Digital Business. And in this episode, I go over the 5 key roles of a contemporary editor-in-chief. And I picked out this one because it is sort of heavy on the philosophy, but it also goes into, you know, really the why behind the philosophy and the benefits of assuming this editor-in-chief mindset and what these five key roles actually look like and really what an editor-in-chief looks like in practice and how you can assume that. You know, it's the anatomy. So I can sort of dissect what an editor-in-chief looks like. So yeah, so that's another episode to go back to. And then the third episode that I wanted to direct your attention to is called 8 Signs of Weak Writing That Turn Off Readers. And I like this episode a lot because it's very detailed again, sort of like, I guess all these episodes I picked out, I picked them out for the details. And, you know, it's easy to say like, oh, that writing's bad, or I don't like that writing, or just criticizing other things that you come across. But in this episode, I go through what actually makes writing weak so that you can look out for it when you're writing your own drafts and your own content and then strengthen those weaknesses. So it's very not a general judgment of, you know, just saying something's bad or just being hard on yourself and saying like, oh, I did this, but it's not very good. It's very specific about what weak writing looks like in a draft and then how you can improve on it. So that was the third episode I wanted to direct your attention to. So these are all in iTunes. Of course, if you go back and you like them and you want to give Editor-in-Chief a rating or a review over there, I would greatly appreciate it. And also, all these episodes and more are just in general over on editorinchief.fm. But for this specific episode, the post that goes along with the episode in the show notes will be all of the links that I just talked about over there. So you can choose what you want to do to catch up or take a break yourself from listening. You're working hard listening to podcasts and reading and learning. And so, yeah, however you choose to spend my time away from you, I'm sure you will choose what is best for you. So Editor-in-Chief will return for season 2 at the end of January. So you can start watching your feeds towards the end of January. That's when I will be back publishing new episodes. So thank you so much for joining me for season 1. I'm so happy to have you with me. And I really appreciate you listening. I am Stephanie Flaxman. You have been listening to Editor-in-Chief. Now, go become one.